In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. A young lad had terminal cancer. And he said these words, "We have the questions, and God has the answers, and one day he will give us the answers. We have the questions, and God has the answers, and one day he will give us the answers." Or maybe when we really meet him, all of the questions that we have and all our preoccupations and our fears would just evaporate like the morning dew. In the prayer book it says, "In the midst of life there is death." And all of us here today will have had loved ones, people that we love so much and we see no longer. Some of us have had losses that have existed for a very long time, and yet the pain is still very, very real. I'm reminded of a wonderful psalm that we read every Monday here at morning prayer, Psalm 103. You might not know it. It goes like this. "As for men and women, their days are like grass. We flourish like the flower of the field, and then the wind goes over it, and it is gone, and its place will know it no more. But the merciful goodness of the Lord is for those who fear him, and his goodness is upon his children's children. Our days are like grass. We flourish like the flower of the field, and then the wind goes over it, and it is gone, and its place will know it no more." One of the wonderful things about coming to a place like this and reflecting deeply on our loss is that every single one of us here is mortal, that all of us need to come to terms with our own mortality and our fleeting days. In a few weeks' time, I will be meeting up with some close friends of mine who I first went to university with. I can hardly believe it was the beginning of term. University, a whole new life, almost 50 years ago, and the time has gone like that. Our days are like grass, we flourish like the flower of the field, and then it is gone. There are two wonderful things to think about. One is death, our own mortality. It confronts us daily. But also love. And there are two ultimate views of the universe. One is that the universe ultimately would be just about death and decay, or that ultimately the universe will be a story of love. And so today, as being part of a Christian community here, we gather not to celebrate death in the end, but to celebrate love. And the reason that all of us feel a deep sense of loss, and when we hear these names and we light our candles and we gather in a place like this, the reason that we sense that very deep sense of loss is because all of us chose to love. And as we've said so many times before, in the loving, there is the losing. In the loving, there is the loss. in the giving and the sharing and the love that we shared for our lives, and it meant so much to us. It was so much of our integral being. In the loving came a loss. Some of us far too early. Some of us in the most unexpected place. Some of us, it just arrived. We encountered the significant loss. But we bear the loss. We hold the loss like marks in our hands because we loved. So thank you for loving. Thank you for being part of a story that will say it will not be death that will have the final say in our history, but it will be love. Because God is love. And when we touch love, we touch all things that are eternal. I remind people time and time again, at the innumerable funerals that I have taken, that when we come to a funeral and we celebrate a person's life, we encounter things like kindness and generosity, their grace and their care, their being there for us, their laughter, their lack of judgment, their warmth, their creativity, their skill, their attention to the small things, the forgiveness that we encountered for them, their embrace, their love. And I remind them the reason that we wonder and marvel at these things and we sense the loss when they are gone is because what we have encountered, what we've encountered in that person is God Himself. Through the grace, through the kindness, through the generosity, through the care, for the being there, for the forgiveness, we've encountered God Himself. We never celebrate their criticism or their harshness or their indifference or their carelessness or their selfishness or their judgment. We always celebrate these things: kindness, generosity, goodness, grace, and love. Because these things are God Himself. Our days are like grass. We flourish like the flower of the field, and then the wind goes over it and it is gone. So let me encourage all of us today. Don't worry about the noise of the world. Don't get too obsessed with the distraction and the things that preoccupy us so much. The other people, the sounds out there that come our way constantly, let me encourage you to preoccupy yourself with using the time that is left to you here to turn again to Christ and to turn again to one another. To use again the time that is left to you here on earth to turn again to Christ and to turn again to one another. I had a small capture of this last week. We were in Devon with our extended family, now 15, in a beautiful house right by the sea. It was glorious. And my grandchildren were there and they saw a wonderful swing with a tire, and they constantly came to me every day saying, "Granddad, will you push us? Will you push us? Will you push us?" Up on the swing, back and forward, almost hour by hour. And the reasons these matter is because actually the attention to the child is actually holy things. Holy things. I could have been distracted with a dozen other things. Who knows? Reading, writing, even praying. even washing the dishes or whatever out with the dog. But I decided, no, be attentive to these small things. I wanted to use the time that is left to me here on earth to turn to them and bless them. Holy times. Times full of laughter. Moments of God. So listen, whatever your distractions are today, whatever preoccupies your heart and mind, be attentive to things that really do matter. Turn again to Christ. Turn again to one another. Live constantly out of a heart of forgiveness, because in this way, we are remembered ourselves, we are joined back together, and our life and our families, our communities and our church is made whole. These things really matter. And do not ignore the small things of pushing children on a swing or whatever might be your preoccupation. Because in these things, we are made whole. In the midst of life, there is death. And our days are like grass. We flourish like the flower of the field. And then the wind goes over it and it is gone. And its place will know it no more. But in the story of our world and of our universe, it is not death and decay that will have the ultimate say. It is the love that we've encountered in Christ and in one another. It will keep you. It will heal you. It will make you whole. Amen.